Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Hour of Healing Power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge and concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with the blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help, and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on The Healing Hour right now.
It's us. It's the Healing Hour.
It's us. It's really us.
Oh, my goodness.
It's exciting.
It's exciting. Dr. Sharon Martin, this is a brand new show. We're really excited about it. And we are literally about 2 days with her new website away, but you can take a sneak peek at it. We'll tell you about it. And a whole new platform, because this is what she does. It is about bridging the mystical and the scientific, but it's more than that. It's about looking at humanity as a whole, but also as individuals. And so here's what I want you to know. When you think about, you know, Dr. Sharon Martin, as we like to call her, Doc Martin, she likes that too. and, you know, what you need to know is this is a woman that has phenomenal credentials in the medical, like the MD realm, as well as the PhD realm, as well as the shamanic realm. And I just was thinking about this today because I get to work on her website personally, and we're putting the last fine tunings. And I'm thinking, how did that even happen? How does a person even do that? But that's what you're going to hear about today, because it's not so much how you do it. It's how we allow it to be done. Today's show is allowed, letting the miracles of the universe come to you. I want to start out with that. And yes, Doc Martin, Dr. Sharon Martin, all of the above. You know, here's what I want to share with you. So we're getting ready. We integrated the images you sent to us. Jessica's just finishing them. But as I was going back over the imagery and some of the other things, it struck me as I was reading about you and putting information, it struck me, and I want people to know this about you. In order for those things that I just mentioned, right? Medical doctor, PhD, shaman. When I think about these, healer, right? And I think about how a person goes from a before to a during to an after, it points to the topic today, and it talks to allowing. And I wanted to ask you about this, because there had to be, for you to pick this topic today, Doc Martin, there has to be something that you learned about allowing that brought you to this moment. Can you share that with us?
Sure. I would love to share that, because this is a big topic. From the smallest part of it, how often do you actually allow a compliment? We are so bad as humans to even allow a compliment. How do we allow? We are quick. For example, I'll take this from a woman's point of view. We'll allow a man to hold the door open for us. Well, that's a recognition of us. That's a compliment in energy, but we allow that. But when someone says, "You look really great today," how many of us go, "Oh, well, thank you," but don't absorb it, don't take it in, don't own it? So allowing is a big deal. And I think the graduate level teaching of allowing is when you actually are so in flow, spirit talking to your soul, that you're on your soul path and everything lines up to make it perfect. So you asked about my journey, and when it was happening, when I went first to graduate school, I didn't know any of this. I didn't know any of this idea of allowing. But something got triggered when I was working with a coworker. I was working at the National Institutes of Health, and he was a professor at the neighboring university. And he said to me, and I enjoyed working with him a lot, he said, "Why don't you come to our graduate school?" Well, in that moment, something went from, "Oh my God, what is that? Oh, that's so not me. I can't believe I would even do that." A little pause, when all of a sudden I just felt it. I do remember that part. I felt it. And I believe in retrospect, that's when spirit is talking to you and waking your soul up. But for that minute, I felt, I allowed myself to feel the possibility. And when you allow the possibility, then it's not so scary to take a step in that direction. So I applied, and then I got in, and then I went to graduate school. The same thing happened. It was about 8 years later, when I was working as a professor at Emory University, and a colleague said to me, "I want to see you go to medical school." Well, nothing would have felt farther from the possibility in my mind, because to me, medical school was hard, was very hard. And I said, no, I'll flunk anatomy, because anatomy sounded so scary to learn all the muscles and everything. But he stopped and he looked at me and he said, "I would like you to apply to medical school." And again, there was that moment, and I hadn't studied any shamanic energy, anything. So I didn't know the language I might be talking with now. But at that moment, I felt it come over me. There was that quiet, that instant of quiet where possibility expands. And I applied.
Yeah.
That moment, that instant where you stand in the image of the possible you, what allowing does, when you actively consider allowing, that expands that moment. That lets that moment last longer than an instant, last longer than a fleeting thought in your mind, and takes you into the belief, to the seeing that it actually could be true. And I applied and I got in. So allowing starts in little ways. And if we can expand those instants, if we can actively cultivate those instants, wow, can you just imagine?
Yeah. And I think that is so important in today's show and in the shows we're going to do and in the body of work that you do. Because what we're really talking about is, this is my term, and I'd love to hear you talk more about it, is what we're really referring to are blockages, things that get in the way of having an allowing attitude and awareness. And, you know, this first step is looking at the miracles of the universe, and then looking at what your example is, how the universe conspires on our own behalf, and then looking at the little things. And I think it is in the little things, when we look at them, we're always getting these signs. We're always getting these, how should I say it, synchronistic taps on the shoulder, until they're no longer taps on the shoulder and they're 2x4s. What would you say about the energy that shows up that prevents us from stepping in to the allowing field?
I think that you call them blockages. I don't disagree.
Yeah, that's just my term.
Yeah, that's a good term, though. There's a lack of belief, a doubt, a lack of self-confidence. And if we see ourselves in a box, it's a room, a small room boxed in with no windows or doors. And we ourselves are our own worst enemy. Our human mind is our own worst enemy because that limits us. The universe is not limited. The universe has every possibility you can even dream of and more. But when you refuse to consider anything outside that box, and unfortunately, we've all live in our own boxes of beliefs that were taught to us since we were kids. But it takes courage to say, and my biggest one is, who says? Who says it has to be that way? Or the other one is, why? Why do you have to stay like you are now? Why can you not be over here in a new box? So those are the questions that you can start poking holes in the blockage. And energetically, then you've got the pure flow of spirit into your human form, ready to come forth.
Yeah. What today is about, everybody? Today is about opening up the portal, the energy of allowing. And what this means, and I think, Lily, this was part of what you were talking about in the last hour. What this means is there's something in a field of energy. And I've been there. Doc Martin has been there. I even go there now. And, you know, what I know about this now is that what happens when I enter that space, and some people call it disallowing, when I enter that space, what I'm not getting is I'm not getting pertinent information that's going to get me from where I am to where I desire to go, where I envision to go, where my dream lies, where my heart lies. When we come back from break, Doc Martin is going to talk about allowing the miracle of this, the energy of it, and how it is directly related to the heart. And what is in the heart, when you come back, you'll hear about it. One of the most heart-opening spaces is what we're going to talk about when we come back. This is a live call-in show that allows for energy fields to be busted open, for healing to happen. It is called the Healing Hour. We have a live call-in number throughout the hour, 1-800-930-2819. Or we can take your questions if you go to Transformation Talk Radio and type in your question. And pretty soon, thanks to Nate's idea, we will be connected to texting. Oh my gosh, yes, we have arrived. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
All right, good.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
That moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. As I said before, this is the fantastic, I love it, launching. But, you know, we started to launch before this, but we're moving into the big energy of this. And this is the Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin, bridging the mystical and the scientific. And you will be finding out lots more from Dr. Martin. I want to just send you for now to SharonMartinMD.com, and that will direct you to exactly the place that you will need to go. I also want to tell you throughout the show today, we have opened up the phone lines 1-800-930-2819. But more importantly, you know, this is to get ready for moving into the holidays and really working with someone that is masterful about energy, masterful about opening portals, and also masterful to get you to understand and be in that space of allowing. Sharon, before we get to that question, I'd like to bring Lily on, one of our fabulous listeners. Let's do that first. Hey, Lily.
Hi, Dr. Pat again. I'm calling back.
We're here with Doc Martin, and this is about energy and energy clearing. And so what I would love for you to share is what your situation is so that Doc Martin can lean into it and see if there's a clearing that might help that she could do.
Okay. All right. Let me just start by saying I'm calling in again. And so while I was waiting on hold, the second call, I started feeling bad, like I'm calling in again the show, I got this question, I shouldn't be doing this. All this stuff started to just come in my mind, like, why bother? And then because I'd already called in, so my ego kind of got in the way, like, you know, you don't do that. So bottom line
Good
is that
morning.
It's finance. Are you there?
I am. I'm listening.
Yep, we're listening. Yeah. Go on. Go for it.
All right. Okay, all right. And it's dealing with the financial situation. I have been settling, and basically it has cost me a lot financially, and my money vibration has gotten lower and lower and lower, and I keep repeating the pattern of going back into something. I do a great job when I work for people, but I walk away with just that amount of money and then nothing else to spare over and over again. And I meet people that I work with on teams, and we're in the same space.
Lily, I think you hit the nail on the head when you first started talking. How our human mind, with all of the rules that say you're only this much, takes over. So for me, when I look at, when I think about you and I'm looking energetically at you, is there a small place where you can shut down that rule-making mind and feel the power of the money vibration and feel its expansion? Because the longer you can stay in that place and seeing it without all of the rules of the way it you should be and you shouldn't do that, and blah, 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 that's exhausting. But can you feel the expanded you? And if you can only feel it for 5 seconds, then tomorrow make it 10 seconds. And the next day make it a minute. The more and more and more you stay. And I'm reminded of Esther Hicks when she channels Abraham. You are matching your internal vibration with the vibration that you seek to have, the vibration of your desire. It takes 5 seconds to start. Feel it, remember it. Tomorrow, make it 10, make it a minute, make it 5 minutes. And I think you can do it. I think you see what the problem is, and it's all that chatter that has got you locked down in the way it's supposed to be.
And then it's like the chatter's there, and then it's like something comes back and says, yes, see, I told you. See, you're back in the same boat. How are you going to get out of this boat this time? It's kind of like all that, you know, those, the mind just goes back and forth, back and forth. And then, it, like you said, it takes a lot of energy.
It's not easy work. That's the truth. It's easy when you feel it and it feels phenomenal, but to work at shutting that Debbie Downer part of you off, and it comes from our childhood. Who knows how many rules you grew up with, how many times you were told not to step out of this and that pattern, how to toe the line. It is hard. I know it's hard, but you can do it.
Yes, and like I said, with Dr. Pat speaking earlier, I mean, I am an entrepreneur. I like being in business for myself, and I go back and I'll do it, and then something doesn't work, and I'll go back and get a job, and the job fails. I do well, but something goes wrong every single time I do that. Something goes wrong. Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
When I work for I was told that my energy is too high with some of the companies. They want what I have, what I bring in, that energy. They need something done quickly. But then it's like going in, I'm a self-starter, I get startups, I do well, and then that energy is no longer needed. And I stay too long. I'm like, well, I'm going to stay here because this is going to be the money maker for me, and I'll just be comfortable and not deal with anything else. And it ends. It'll end like the door will shut.
The lock. It sounds like, here's another thing to think about. You defined it at that moment as a money maker. So it gave you exactly the money you needed to get by. Hang on, Tank, stop. Can you?
I like it when the dogs love to chime in and give the
answer. I know he's going, yeah, you
he's
can
like,
do it.
Come on, you go, Doc Martin.
He goes, you go, Lily. But Lily, maybe you need to define it a different way. Instead of saying, oh yeah, this is a moneymaker, man, that contracts it. That like brings it just down to the bare. Tank, be quiet. The bare budget minimum.
Yeah,
don't do that. You're an entrepreneur. You've got wild creative energy. You've got expanded energy. So quit dumbing it down to a money issue that makes it on the finance world of today's view and makes it about a budget. Stay expanded. Don't bring it back to that.
Okay. I think what you just said and what you just reminded me, maybe that's the whole thing. I'm just going in. This is a money maker. And it does that. It makes the money for a certain time.
Oh, it
time,
does
then...
exactly what you told the universe you wanted.
Yes.
You wanted
but
enough
I want more.
To pay
I, really just, I want more.
Okay, then talk more. Say more. Believe more. Keep using your language that keeps you expanded.
Okay.
Good luck. It is hard work.
I will do well. It's just I'll do well. But thank you. Thank you so much.
You
thank
will
you,
do well.
Well, I think this is it. And Lily, right, you also were referencing the number that I put out for crowdfunding, right?
Yes.
And so tell Sharon a little bit about that, because I think that's connected.
Pat, I've listened to her radio show and she mentioned the crowdfunding and it was 5 million, I thought it was 8 something, but 5 million 7 something, get an exact number. And that just boggled my mind that she was able to put that out there and be so clear about it. And it also made me kind of look at myself thinking like she was so definite about what she was looking for. And yet somehow or another, I seemed to waver in what I wanted. And so her just clarity just reminded me, I guess, of what raising my vibration. It just caught my attention that day. I mean, she said that, two things. She said that, the crowdfunder, and then her office. She mentioned her office in Lake City that she got, but she couldn't find one, pricing, all of that. And so that conversation that day, just something resonated with me of someone moving forward, going on and doing what they want to do. And I'm kind of, you know, settling is what I got out of it.
Well, what I got out of it is you need to put a couple more zeros on your thinking.
Yeah, Dr. Martin, say that one more time.
Put a couple more zeros on the money level you have in your mind. This is a job, this is the money, add 2 zeros to it.
I will do that. I will definitely do that and raise the vibration and hold that vibration. I will definitely
and
do
even
that.
Even if it's only and 5 seconds. Yep. Wonderful, yeah. Lily.
Yeah.
Good job.
And then the thing that we're going to talk about when we come back is what seals the deal. This next segment, Lily, about, and all of you listening, this next segment is a game changer. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. Dr. Sharon Martin, we like to call her Doc Martin, 1-800-930-2819. You want to get some healing going on, some clearing going on. You want to get some manifesting going on. That is the show that Doc Martin has created for all of you. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
All right.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting petecoaching.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Yeah, this is the show. Look at, we want to make sure you know about what allowing is about. This is allow, letting the miracles of the universe come to you. And it's a really important energy. And as I said before, you know, this is an energy where when we think about it or intellectualize about it, you can't really connect the dots. But through the stories that we're sharing, and Lily, thank you for calling in and others that call in, what we're really wanting to emphasize is that there is a space in our heart that spirit guides us. And one of those spaces we're going to talk about right now. I just want to make sure that you all know how to find out more about Sharon Martin. So certainly on Facebook, Sharon Martin MD. On Twitter, Sharon Martin MD, and you're going to see a lot of changes going on with all of that. And then SharonMartinMD.com, and you're going to see a lot of changes going on with that as well. And one of the things that we are doing in this show, it's the Healing Hour show. And this is a full hour live call-in show. And that is for all of you, especially as we move into the holidays. You know, there are things that are going to pop up that hurt your heart or that stop you from speaking out or stepping out or doing the things you want to do or dreaming big. And that's what Doc Martin helps with. 1-800-930-2819 for today. And I want to get to this big game changer. Okay. There is something that if we understand the power of it, and I think it's a prerequisite, but I want to hear from you. If we understand the energy of this, it is such an enormous game changer in life. And I'm talking about the energy of gratitude. What do you think?
I think that's a big one.
Big.
That's the Super Bowl.
Yep. It is the Super Bowl.
First, I just want to talk about we're in the, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, we're entering the winter. And that's a dormant time. And many of us get down. And a lot of times the holidays don't turn out with our family the way we'd like them to. But this is also the quiet time where you plant the seeds of what you want to be and what you want to bring. So come springtime, stuff can start sprouting. So one of the big things that that comes in the topic of what we're talking about today, and that's allowing. Allowing is hard to do, but I think if you can make a simple shift, and I think everybody can do this, if we can take a moment to feel gratitude for something, and I'm sure there's something in your day that you can be grateful for. Maybe it's just the fact that you're dry and there's a roof over your head. Being grateful and having gratitude to me acknowledges that there's something bigger at play, that there's a divine intelligence working, because that's what you're grateful to, your higher self, your soul, if you believe in God, spirit. And it says, I see the bounty of what is provided to me. And once you're grateful, that drops you into your heart space. And the heart space is such a sacred place to live from. And when you're in the heart space, you are feeling the gratitude, which is one step closer to joy and to love. And when you're in that space, then you can download the little whispers that say, hey, maybe you can be this. Maybe it's okay to try that. And wow, wouldn't that be great if, I'll use my case, why don't you go to graduate school? Just go to graduate school. Just think about it.
Yeah.
Or apply to medical school. You're so certain you won't get in, but why don't you apply?
Yeah.
And that comes from the heart space, and the heart space, the very first place that can help you get there, if you can go to love right away, obviously that gets you there. But gratitude, just gratitude takes a breath and it says, you know, I'm really thankful for this that I have, even if it's something really small. I wasn't completely thankful with Tank barking because it interrupted, but on the other hand, I'm very thankful for him and his presence as my companion and his knowing that he had to bark at something important. And then a calm comes over you, and the anger of what you're not and what you think you can't be, and it's not going right and you're mad at yourself, all of that anger washes away when you come into a place of gratitude.
You know, let me talk to 2 points. What I've learned in the 15 plus years doing this and working with people such as yourself, I mean, this is called the healing hour. You are a healer. You help people heal and you help them get to the place where they can remove whatever in the way of anything that's blocking them. Because usually in life, when there is a blockage of something, and what I mean stuck is one of the, I have been tracking the Google numbers on the word stuck since 2003. And I remember the first time I did it and I saw the numbers, and now I look at the numbers today. And so the idea of stuck, and I mean on anything, Doc Martin, I mean, you're stuck, you can't decide where to go for dinner. You're stuck, you can't decide whether to take the job. You're stuck, you can't decide. You're stuck in your life. You feel like you're going nowhere, stuck in your relationship, going nowhere. It has an energy. But what I've learned about this in doing this, people such as yourself who have animal friends, they are intuitively connected to the vibration of what we're talking about. This has happened more times than not. And I found it interesting that your particular animal friend decided to speak up when we were talking about not speaking up. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were literally talking about claiming our right to articulate abundance, right?
Right.
The next thing is, in my life, I've had to fake some things to get into the vibe of them. So let's talk about one, gratitude. When we are down and out, and I want to ask you about this, when we are down and out and we don't know which is up and which is down, and when that was me in 2008 and 2009, some of the toughest years of my life, not the toughest, but some of them, a friend said to me, I want you to say thank you 100 times a day.
And you were like, hell just, with that. What do I have to be thankful for?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they said, it doesn't have to be about anything, Pat. Just practice it. So here's what happens. So you start to say thank you when you're counting, because you don't want to dare exceed 100. Do you, Doc Martin? No.
No, I mean, no. You can't wait to get it over. Yeah.
What would happen if I went past 100? And then you get interrupted and you forget, so you start over. And later on, that was changed into thank you, God, thank you, Spirit, even if you don't believe it. And I want to ask you about that. By doing things like that, does it help us open up the heart space? And does it help us be in the place where allowing can find its way in?
The answer is yes, and I'm just trying to think of a logical way to.
It's hard, isn't it? Because I don't have a logical way. That's why I asked
you. But I think it's in the realm of mantras. It's in the realm of even when you sit down to say a quick prayer, and if you're Catholic, you cross yourself, or you light a candle. Those mantras, and I was reminded when you said thank you so many times, I was reminded of Ho'oponopono, the Hawaiian prayer. Those over and over, those are words that have existed in humanity since we were created. So those words carry a history and a vortex of all the humans before you that have said thank you to something bigger than themselves. So I do believe that just saying them, like other mantras, like saying in Hindu religions, you say the name of the enlightened guru you happen to be learning from. It sets up a vortex and it does shift your energy. I believe that it does shift your energy. And very much like the Ho'oponopono, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I'm sorry, please forgive me. You say, I mean, you could just feel it come over you. So saying thank you. And maybe by the time you got to 98, something had changed.
When we think about this energy and we think about allowing, the question comes to mind. I love the word, by the way. I love the word. I almost wish that we did not invent the word empower. Mm-hmm. Because I think it doesn't talk to the energy of an infinite number of possibilities, and allowing does, right?
Right.
But we're talking about allowing for ourselves, and that takes a deep exploration of who we are. And when we go that deep, what do we find?
When we're going, well, are you stopping at our human view of ourself, or are we really actually going deep enough, which actually is the allowing of our expanded potential? I mean, allowing is so much bigger. Empower is a little puff from the inside out. Allowing is opening to the full flow of the downstream of spirit energy, which is infinite. Yeah, when we go deep inside ourselves,
yep,
to see if you can, like Lily was talking about how her mind went on and on and on, but if you can be quiet enough, and maybe in that quiet, you're saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
You can actually have a vision of the expanded you that you can step into.
Yeah. And I think that's really part of this today. I mean, isn't this also part of the purpose? And I want to talk about this when we come back, and the purpose for the idea of creating the healing hour. When we come back, I want to talk with you about that idea and what allowing enabled you to create and develop. You know, cool. What happens when we allow, even if we don't know how we're going to get from that idea? Somehow, some people call it magically, but somehow we get there. When we come back, I want to talk about how we went from allowing to today's show, the cool. Healing Hour. Let's cool. take a short break, everybody. Doc right. Martin, this is the Healing Hour.
We'll awesome.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
The vibration of change. That magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. For those of you out there, I want to make sure you know how to get a hold of Doc Martin. It's SharonMartinMD.com. Pretty soon, you're going to see a lot more, a brand new website, a brand new courses, all of the above, ways to connect with her. Certainly, you will be able to reach her and schedule a session with her as well. We've got a lot of things coming. Today, though, it's important as we talk about allow. Letting the miracles of the universe come. Doc Martin and I were just chatting during the break. And what I want to ask you is, you had to be in a place of allowing, or we would not be doing this show today. I'd love for you to talk about the evolution of the show and how this came to you for the idea of what it's about. Cool. And then I'd like you to share what else you said during the break today.
Cool. I like that. Well, you know, earlier we were talking with Lily, and it is hard work to shift out of your limiting beliefs. And I've been doing that. I started my shamanic training, I think 2005. So I've been actively working it for some time. But one of the key examples of allow that got to the place where you and I met is I got an email. Well, first, I said in one of my quiet moments, I said to the universe, I said, I need to be out there more. I need to expand into a different part of me, something that can reach people. And literally within 2 days, I had an email from a young woman who talked about a radio show, and she was a producer. And I have to tell you, I'm on the East Coast. I live in the outback in rural Pennsylvania. I hadn't ever heard of it. And I went on the website and I saw, oh my gosh, look at all these hosts. Look at this amazing thing that's going on. And she invited me to be a co-host. Well, the allowing comes when I say, you have, okay, here's the mind chatter. I never heard of them. What if this is a scam? How could they have found me? Nobody could find me. Who knows about me? No, blah, 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 blah. And I said, maybe, so there's that moment, that instant, where you allow yourself to think something different. Maybe this is a sign. Maybe this is the universe opening a door for me. And so we started. We met. We started working on it. The first thing came was the show Maximum Medicine, because I love that idea that there's more to us as humans. And then the ideas start coming, and especially because, Dr. Pat, you held the space of saying, how big do you want to be? You said, do you want to play big? How big do you want to play? Then it starts going, wait a second, am I in a box? Can I make this box bigger? Can I have a box that has no sides? And when I started doing that, then the allowing moments became more often.
Yeah.
And I started getting messages. Usually it happens about 3:30 or 4 in the morning, when all of a sudden, I think it was in August, I was given this message, the healing hour. And I immediately called you guys and I said, I need a second show. I need this to be more interactive with people. I need to reach people. It's important for me to offer of myself to the world right now. And we need to do this healing hour. And that just began a whole, it's like we lifted the dam, or the whatever the block on the dam is, the water comes rushing through. And then we're talking about bigger and bigger and bigger. And so here we are. This is the beginning. What I see the healing hour, I would love to take what I've learned in my intuition and the combination of my graduate work in physiology, my medical training, my shamanic training, and hopefully come up with a nugget of wisdom, each of the whoever would like to call, whoever would like to work with me, just something to help you shift a little step over into a bigger you. And that's what I call maximum medicine. How can you really be the biggest that you can be? How can you?
Yeah.
Tank.
See, I'm telling you. That's
I'm
it.
I'm telling you. He's a. Okay, hush now, please.
No.
He's a shaman dog. Question.
How could you be the biggest you could be?
And say it loud.
Telling us, right? Because you have to have a voice.
Well, he has a voice, that's for sure.
And so do you. And
but
that
he's
was
giving
your,
us a voice.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's saying, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what we're all about. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So I want you guys out there listening, I want you to call in. I want you to Facebook in. And when Nate figures this magic new technology, you can text in and come look on my website. And if you want to work with me, I am here. I'd love that. SharonMartinMD.com. New website coming. And down the road, I'm working on a curriculum that if you want to apprentice with me and take some training and learn the things, if I can share with you my translations of some of the, and again, I say my translations, it's what I've learned and how I see it. So it comes out as my translation. That's what it's all about, because darn it, Pat, doesn't the world really need us to be big right now?
Yeah, and I have to tell you, I don't enter this arena, and neither do you lightly, because I have always felt a responsibility to our listeners and to really taking what they are asking for and deliver all of us here. You know, Jessica, mm-hmm. Linda, Nate, the other producers, Sean, Zach, Kim. And when you think about that, that's why you and I are here talking, because we are very clear that we are here for the people that listen and the people that tell others about it, because this is how we heal ourselves and change the world, isn't it?
Yeah. This is how we grow as human species. We grow bigger instead of the backsliding it seems that we've been doing. We can expand out, be more of the divine nature that we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. And so as we go forward in each of these shows, we would love you guys to call in. We would love you guys to participate, interrupt us. We might be on a roll blabbing about something, but as soon as we can catch our breaths, we'll listen in and hear what you. And we will set up a community. One of my girlfriends has an expression. We're setting up a sacred container.
Yeah.
But we're setting up a community energy that's going to hold beyond the hour, the limit, time limit of this show. Because we are, I really feel this. We are energetically firing the grid.
Yeah.
And we're lighting it up, and this is how we do it.
Yeah.
Come together.
And what is the phone
shift.
Number people can call you to work with you directly? Let's make sure we give that out.
Okay. 717-658-2266. And that's at least until I get an 800 number, because Pat wants me to get an 800 number.
That's right. And I love what you said, firing up the grid. And that's going to be one of the conversations we have moving forward. Doc Martin, thank you for today. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
We're bigger. We are bigger than we know ourselves to be. And if I can help you be bigger, that's what Maximum Medicine is all about. Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific for candid, honest conversations to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is flow, movement, and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in to let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour, visit www.drsharonmartin.com. See you all next time.